Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across the country, as heard on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCN Live on the website, as well as on selected Salem Media Group stations, some of the biggest markets in America, and some of the best independent stations scattered in just for good measure around the country as well. We also broadcast live via the Internet. We are streaming on the Internet, various different sources. You can always go to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch, to hear it right there. There's a link where you can click it, and boom, you're listening online, live and in living color. And, of course, on the satellite, the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, to the FedEx and the UPS drivers, to our bulk mail center drivers out there, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go to get things done so we can go. Thank you so very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is merely the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there and you'll find out all the different ways to be able to hear us besides hearing us there on the website. All right, we're going to venture on up to California, IA, and we're going to pick up our pal out there, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
I'm giving them a chance to cheer a little more before they get all profusely dampened with sweat. All right, now it's 85 degrees and clear, and it was, oh my God, it was hot here today. I mean, I walked out of Mission Barbecue about 1 o'clock after, you know, we finished our lunch and I had to go on to something different. And they hit me in the face, and it was like somebody just had turned on a flamethrower and hit me in the face with the heat.
Wow, I can imagine.
Yeah, it was like 112 degrees or something like that outside on the pavement. But who cares? It was when I climbed in my car, it was 96 degrees on the inside, not the outside, the inside.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So you can only imagine. Outside, it was like 92. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got some things to mention here. We've got Mark Walters coming on in hour number four, so I'm not going to get involved too deeply with this one topic here. But the Supreme Court authorized the regularization of ghost guns until the case is heard once and for all. They temporarily put that injunction back in
to where you can't make them anymore or buy them or whatever. We'll talk with Mark what this means and what it is they're planning on doing. And, of course, the ghost guns are the ones that they make from a computer design by scratch using it, and then away you go, right?
That's right. I believe they're also used with the 3D printing, basically. And so, of course, yes, the court voted 5-4 to put on hold this ruling that the federal judge had made in Texas that invalidated the Biden administration regulation of ghost gun kits. So, right, we'll be talking with Mark about that. I'm very, very interested to hear his insights on it.
Yeah, I know that the last time we did talk about this, we got very involved, so I'm sure we'll be again. Now, some good news for Mississippi. The governor over there, Tate Reeves, who's been a good governor, he's been through a couple of hurricanes and done a very good job. That's your baptism under fire when you can get by with that and do what needs to be done and not beg the government for everything you need to have. You're doing good, and the people of Mississippi are very resilient. And when they need the tough to get going, they get going over there. But Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves defeated two Republican primary challengers and now advances to the general election against Democrat Brandon Presley, who happens to be a cousin of the rock and roll legend Elvis Presley. Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard that name, Presley, and I immediately thought about that.
So when he campaigns, he's doing a hunk of burning love. Is that what he's doing? I'm just kidding, folks.
Life in Graceland.
Yeah, there's my attempt to imitate the great Elvis. But anyway, and in Ohio, the Republicans got another wake-up call about abortion. You know, Nancy Mace was trying to sound the alarm here a little while ago, and nobody wanted to hear it from her. And I'm telling you, she's right, and these Republicans had better get on the right side of this abortion issue and kind of broaden their horizons a little bit, because the voters in Ohio rejected the GOP-backed proposal that would have made it tougher to protect abortion rights. And this is the Generation Z and the Generation Xers showing up to vote that are voting primarily on this stuff.
Well, that's right. And certainly in the primaries, midterms, Captain,
yep.
Abortion played a very, very big role. And I think it was significant here as well and moving forward.
Yeah, and we're going to be coming up on a break, and when we come back, we will talk a little bit more about abortion being at the center of Ohio's August election and what that means for the country. Because, again, as I'm saying, the Republicans need to wake up. It's not cast in stone that he said, she said stuff here. You got to give a little bit of leeway here. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren and yours truly will be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Of course, as you know, and you've been listening to me, he's having his 20-year anniversary sale going on right now. Bigger and better sales than ever, and he's basically got everything he's got on sale with some sort of reduced price. Now, you can buy some things in there for 80% off. You can get some buy one, get ones in there, and you can get some 50% offers in there, too. Just it all depends on what you're looking at. Now, all you need to do is go to MyPillow.com. The promo code that you need to get the discounted prices is one word, Captain. Yep, Captain, that's it. Gets you the reduced prices. And if you want to call them and talk to them live on the phone, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459, 24/7, anytime. That's a live number. That's at MyPillow.com. And you name it, and it's on sale. Doesn't matter what, whether it's his pillows, his standard pillows that he's got, buy one, get one on the 1998 deal, the queen pillows, queen-size pillows, 1998 reduced $50. And the big pillows, the large pillows that he's got, save $50 on that, and they're $10 more than the queen-size pillows. But everything that they sell is on sale over there, MyPillow.com. Promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. And it's not too early to stock up for Christmas. I had a person tell me that yesterday, that they bought some things and they were starting their Christmas wish list. Okay, I'm going to bring Kyle Warren in here for a second. Okay, Kyle, you there?
I am here.
All right, well, Saturday we're going to make the announcement now that you'll be flying in on a corporate jet for the gun show in Sarasota, right?
I would love to.
I know. The airport's not that far away. We could come and pick you up and bring you down there. But anyway, the two guys, The True Guys Gun Show will be at Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds on Saturday and Sunday. They'll be there Saturday from 9 to 5. They'll be there Sunday from 9 to 3. And, of course, it's one of the largest gun shows in the area. And what they feature and what they specialize in is individual dealers that come in there and they sell new, they sell used, they sell antique. You can buy, you can sell, you can trade. They got ammo, they got accessories, they got parts, and it's not all about guns either. They'll have some fishing items there, they'll have some camping items there, they'll have some military surplus there, they'll have some jewelry for the ladies and some trinkets, they'll have a bunch of knives. They've always got a great supply of knives. I know that I got one, a custom-made knife with the fire department logo on it for FDNY that I bought at the gun show here, I don't know, about 6 months ago or so. It's in my pocket right now. Very nice little compact-style knife. But anyway, that'll be at Robarts Arena, 3000 Ringling Boulevard. That's the Sarasota County Fairgrounds in Sarasota, Saturday the 12th, Sunday the 13th. Saturday, they're there from 9 to 5. I'm going to be there from 9 to 2. I might stick around a little bit longer. Depends on the crowd. And then Sunday, I won't be there, but they'll be open from 9 to 3. Now, remember that one price fits all in the ticket. You buy the ticket, and the ticket is good for 2 days. 2 days. And you get a buck off if you're a veteran or retired law enforcement. And if you're active law enforcement, you can get in for zero free with your ID. And kids 18 and under get in for nothing, free. And active duty military always get in free with your military ID. So there you go. All right. Kyle, we were just talking about Kamala Harris, and I was talking about she had kicked off her electric speech or whatever the hell they call it, talking about a billion-dollar grant for the schools for electric buses, correct?
Right, right.
Okay. And there was a story that went out right away about a fire that emerged in one of the buses that was sitting there. And it got picked up and it got put out on the Internet and it spread like wildfire. And I saw it and I asked you about it and we can't seem to find it. But I did find this from USA Today on a fact check. It was a viral claim that misrepresented the fact that there was a bus fire. As flames without warning burst into flames without warning. Well, it didn't burst into flames. A battery got hot, which could have caused a fire, I suppose, on one of the buses. But a battery got hot and a little bit of smoke showed up. But it was not a fire and everything was okay.
Well, that's actually very good. That's a good ending to that claim.
Well, it's not normal to have a battery smoke up like that, no, but it is a good ending.
Yeah, so there was no destructive fire and everything was fine.
No, so when you see that going around the Internet, it's not true. So I'm just putting that out there for the people, because just like something that is true, that they're going to have to address the Republicans, because they're going to have to change their position. This is what, in my opinion, cost them the election the last time around. Not whether or not somebody was screwing around with the votes, but the young people that showed up to vote, this was their major, major issue, and it was abortion, wasn't it?
Well, that's right, and the Democrats are incredibly good at picking one thing and sort of really honing in on it across the board, across the candidates, across all of the pundits, across everybody. They all have the same message, and that is the Republicans are coming to stop you from ever getting an abortion, basically, and so they've been very effective at that.
And nobody wants to stop your ability to be able to do that, because they still acknowledge the fact that the mother's life is when that's at stake. Obviously, that's got to enter into this, and for the life of the child, the unborn fetus, and this, that, and the other, and all the different things that we've heard. You can't just come out and say, no, you can't do it. It's never going to happen. Because this is what turned some of the voters around and got them to vote for the Democrats that would have voted for the Republicans if they just eased up their policy a little bit. And all I'm saying is be careful what you wish for, because Ohio, it was very obvious, and Ohio is not a blue state by any stretch of the imagination, right?
That's right.
And Ohio, the voters decided in a special election on whether or not to make it harder to amend the state constitution and throwing abortion into the mix, and they said, no way, Jose.
Well, that's right, and I think they were trying to raise the threshold to 60% of the voters to make changes and this kind of thing. So you're right, and so it's a very, very volatile issue. There's no doubt about that, and it's going to play very heavily, of course, into the presidential election as well. But I think you're right, Captain. I think that the Republicans have to find a path through that such that, you know, because otherwise it starts canceling out the votes all around. I mean, before you even start talking about the economy or national security or all these things where the Republicans absolutely win hands down on the Democrats. But I do think, Captain, that at some point the abortion issue is much more of a moral issue, much more an issue about winning hearts than it is necessarily about legislation. Again, this is why it's such a volatile issue in our society, because it does go across the party border lines, basically.
Well, many Ohio Democrats were against issue one because it would make it harder to pass their November ballot measures to add the right to an abortion to the state constitution, bringing it up from 50% to 60%, and it would prohibit abortions only after total viability, a term that has no definitive deadline in pregnancy, as you well know, and as most people know. But unfortunately, for them, it did not pass. So the 50-vote threshold is still there to change something, not 60.
Well, exactly right. And of course, the idea of the milestones and so forth. I think we do need to also say that there is a very dark side to some of the proponents, not the vast majority, not the rank and file people across the country, but there are some pretty dark proponents that talk about, well, you know, you get up to the partial birth abortion, you get up to these kinds of things that most people would see as grisly and heinous. That's, I think, where a lot of people will really start to draw the line.
Well, just to add to this before we go to break, abortion is still a highly animated issue across the country. In the particular case of Ohio, early voting saw 580,000 Ohioans vote by mail or in person on issue one since June the 23rd. And the early turnout for the special election was higher than the 2022 primaries for the governor and U.S. Senate races last May. That really says something.
It really does. It's very significant.
All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're coming back. Bottom of the hour break. Stations get a chance to sell some of their wares and tell you what's going on, maybe give you a little weather and a little news. And we'll be right back in about 3.5 minutes. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition rolls on. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We'll be right back.
USA News update. Credit card balances in the U.S. have hit $1 trillion for the first time ever. The New York Federal Reserve reports total credit card debt jumped by $45 billion from April through June. Meanwhile, total household debt also grew to a record $17 trillion. Nearly a million acres around the Grand Canyon is being designated a national monument.
First time I saw the Grand Canyon, as I stood there and looked out, a phrase came to mind. It was instinctive. I said, this is God's cathedral.
President Biden said his action protects lands sacred to Native Americans in the region and permanently bans new uranium mining. COVID-19 hospitalizations in the U.S. are on the rise for the second week in a row. According to the CDC, the number of people being hospitalized for the virus surged more than 12% nationwide. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And before we get back to our conversation with Kyle, and we do have some breaking news for you folks in Texas tonight in the Austin area. We'll get to that in a minute. But Relief Factor brings you this portion of the program, and Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking every day for 13 years. I take it when I start my day, and I take it with my breakfast or brunch or lunch, whatever it is that I start out my day with, depending on the time I wake up. Now, it's 100% drug-free. The combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation, which is what causes the pain and the swelling that you have with associated injuries. Now, it can get very painful, and the swelling can be very, very painful as well as very large and really bother your ability to be able to function. But this product, Relief Factor, will go right straight to the source of the problem and help you sustain, lower, or even eliminate the pain that you're in. I've never seen anything quite like it, and it's worked very effectively for me. When I've had pain, it just goes away, or it's very low, and my tolerance becomes better, and I'm able to function better. But you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go to the website, check it out, and for $19.95, you can get the 3-week quick start. Now, they sent me a complimentary bottle yesterday. I didn't ask for it, but they sent me a complimentary bottle of vitamin C to try it and see what I thought. So I'm going to try it, and I'm going to see what I think, and I'll let you know. They do have vitamin E and vitamin C, vitamin D. They've got a product called Calm, which is something that makes you feel a little bit more relaxed. I don't know what's in it. It's all natural. I know that. No narcotics in any of what I mentioned. But it makes you feel a little bit more relaxed. And you'd have to check with our bus driver, our limo driver, Jeff in Sarasota, and he'll tell you what it does for you because he's got a couple of bottles of it. But anyway, relieffactor.com/captain1995 and a 3-week quick start. And in the words of Kyle Warren,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. relieffactor.com/captain1995 and a 3-week quick start. Go over there, give it a try, and then call us up and tell us what you think, because we've heard from a number of people, and nobody complains about it. Nobody. Kyle, we've seen the Russians and the Chinese steaming around the Aleutian Islands and making a big deal out of the fact that, look at us, we got 11 or 12 ships, so we can line up in a row and just go for a ride.
Right, right, yeah.
But they're testing our sovereignty and our resolve. And we know it. And the reason we know that is because we have four warships up there that have been shadowing them, four of our very sophisticated class destroyers. A couple of them have been brought in from elsewhere. One of them has been stationed up in that region, and one of them just happened to be in the area. But last week, a joint Russian travel naval force, and they're calling it a traveling naval force, approached the Alaskan coast in what can only be seen as a highly provocative taunt and test of our U.S. sovereignty and resolve. Now, it should be seen also as intimidation, right?
I think so, sure.
After all, why wouldn't they when we've got a weak mouse for a leader in the White House, and they know it, they know it. There's never been a time of greater absence of leadership and strength of the Americans that we've got right now under the Biden administration. They're a bunch of little weak peeps, for lack of better words. Your thought?
Well, remember, the job of being president, it never ends. It's 24/7, no matter where you are. And yes, the president's basically the White House travels with him if he's on Air Force One and so forth. But the president has to be able to deal with all these different factors, not just a couple of appearances, you know, each day, a couple of camera opportunities where you can go out and read from the note cards or say hello to somebody, because these things are always going on. So they're constantly coming to you. And Mr. President, now we've got this flotilla off the coast of Alaska. What do you want us to do? You know, here's our recommendations. He's got to be able to, whoever that person is, has got to be able to handle all that. And I think what the Russians and Chinese are doing is they're trying to apply more pressure and make it much more difficult, and to see exactly what will we do.
Well, we have been and we are continuing to let China push us around and surveil us over our own territory as we ignore their buildup of a base in our hemisphere where, you say, 90 miles off the coast of Florida in Cuba.
That's right. This is incredibly concerning, and not totally dissimilar to what happened back in the early 1960s. That was a different sort of thing altogether, but the notion of having a foreign power with a base, not just communications, surveillance, but also the ability perhaps to have forces there as well, should be a non-starter for the United States.
Well, what's funny is when we had President Trump in, when we had President Bush in, both Bushes, I might add, during the Cold War, we worked hand in hand with the Chinese to check the Soviet Union. And we did. We did it. We did it with strong leadership. And then it was 2-1 on our side. Today, it's just the other way around with the Russian alliance with China. It's a clear 2-1 against us. And that's got a deep vacuum of American leadership to blame for it. We don't even often make national security a priority anymore in our presidential elections, and it should always be there. And we better do so in 2024, or we might be looking at the gun barrel, if you will, of an ICBM sitting there in Cuba, pointed right at Havana, or up by Havana, pointed right at Miami, pointed at New York, pointed at D.C., pointed at Atlanta. That's what we might be looking at because we got this weak fetish leadership in there.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned about China, you know, and the Soviet Union and so forth. Well, of course, back in the early 1970s, Richard Nixon opened up China with the diplomatic overtures and so forth. But times do change, and the players on the block seem to change sides here and there. But certainly China and Russia today are definitely buddy-buddy because they believe they now have a common goal, but also a real possibility of neutralizing the United States in one form or another, and guess what? They get to have the spoils of all that. But well, we're not going to let that happen.
Yeah. There's a financial side to this, too, that we might be looking at, and that's the fact that China themselves is reporting a double-digit plunge in their July exports and imports, which missed their expectations totally.
Well, that's right. So they are starting to have to make some transitions in their economy, more from what we've heard about as a property base to more of a big industrialized manufacturing and so forth. But yes, they're not doing very well. And of course, you know, Captain, you know, back in school, you know, we learned all about the Soviet Union and the communists and their five-year plans. Well, those five-year plans never really work out very well in a command-and-control economy, and the Chinese are finding that out again firsthand.
Yeah, they are, and it's going to be interesting to see how they react, isn't it?
Well, exactly right. And, of course, whatever makes it more volatile in mainland China, guess what they might want to start doing? They might want to start having the boogeyman. Well, we're going to go get Taiwan, or the United States is coming against us. We got to get ready and this kind of stuff. And they'll try to rally the troops, as it were, using that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, we're going to be coming up on the Truckers Highway and Viber Report, but just to let some people know some things there, apparently we have a brush fire burning east of I-35 in the vicinity of Austin, Texas, has already destroyed well over 120 acres, including totally destroying an apartment building and damaged two more. And the fire is still, I believe, burning. Is that not correct?
Well, we understand that Fox News is reporting the as of 10:30 p.m. local time there in near Austin, again, northwest. It's actually west of I-35 where Cedar Park is, but it was burning out of control still at 10:30 p.m. local time. Yes, one apartment building was completely consumed. One minor injury was reported so far. No major injuries have been reported, though, so that's good. But it is ongoing, and we'll keep you up to date.
And we don't know which direction the wind is blowing for the smoke to be moving along, but it's possible we could have some heavy smoke going towards I-35, which would make life real interesting in the middle of the night.
Yes, indeed it would. And so it looks like, again, this is what we know at this time. It was a grass fire, evidently, and the first call came in about 6:15 local time.
Yeah, well, I didn't see grass burning. The last picture I just saw of this was woods, and because there is some woods in that area, woods and trees and barns and whatnot. And as I said, it did destroy an apartment building and damage two others. So there you go. Here comes the music. Kyle, hang in there. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I will be right back with more. And Kyle Warren, too, with your Highway Report for the Truckers.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and you folks will get a treat down here in Sarasota on Saturday when I'm down there with my display and my table. Not only will I have Frank Silvato's brand new books, Nullification, for sale down there, because we can't give them away for free, I'm sorry, but we'll be selling them on behalf of Frank, and they're only $10 each at my table. You'll save some money if you buy them that way versus going on the internet. Yeah, that's the way it is, and that's the way he wants it, so there you go. But Jeff from Sarasota will be with me, so there you go. Now, I wanted to let you know that, and in the meantime, Kyle, I was just treating Kyle to my melodious sounds of my voice by singing this, and I didn't realize I knew most of the words, but here we go with the music for this hour.
Back in the beautician.
short dresses, wearing spiky old shoes. This open look it strikes you, whether or not love will be bad.
ZZ Top, back in the day, Nationwide. I'm back. Hey, Kyle, you said something to me when I did first come back after my life-threatening medical emergency. You said that I should play that song every now and then.
That's right, yeah, because you're Nationwide.
Yeah, but
that's
I'm
the thing.
But I'm back.
And that's right.
I'm back, so here I am.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me. And, of course, I was singing the words along. I think I kind of had it going pretty good there for a little bit, even though I didn't know all the words.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Not having fun.
Yeah, it was fun. All right, let me read this real quick and give it to you. Severe thunderstorms and heavy rains in the mid-Mississippi, Tennessee, and Ohio valleys today. Ongoing heat across the south. And I'm telling you, if you think it was hot yesterday, you wait till today, especially where I'm at. Gee whiz. But we've got the schmutz alert that we'll get into, the schmutz alert, as we like to call it. We'll get into that because there's part of that going on up in the north part of our country today. But, Kyle, I'm struggling to find anything in California or out west. What's going on?
Well, California has a little bit overcast all day today, just some clouds in the sky for the first time in a long while. That's from a tropical storm that was down south, but not really causing any real disturbances in the California area. But we do have some precipitation to tell everybody about, primarily coming out of Denver along I-70 by the time you get to Lyman on your way and over towards Arriba, Flagler, on your way to the state line there with Kansas, where it turns into a lot more rain, but it seems to be just hugging the interstate right there on the Colorado side. So
there's a flood warning there too somewhere, isn't there?
There is, as a matter of fact, there is. And then a little bit of rain south of Cheyenne, but not really impacting the interstates for Wyoming or Colorado. Different story on the other side in Nebraska. But that's what we're seeing. And then down in New Mexico, this is going to be just west of Socorro, coming a little bit across the I-25 there, a little bit north of Socorro as well. But over towards Alamo and over towards the border, you got a lot of rain, and then also a little bit more down near, Alpine. That'll be on the Arizona side. So you want to be aware of that. Other than that, it's some good news, and that is we don't have these big heat warnings that have been going on for quite some time, although it's still hot right now in Phoenix, Arizona, 93 degrees. Wind advisory in the southern part of California down near the Mexican border near Brawley, so you want to be aware of that. We'll continue to monitor. More next hour, and be careful out there.
Well, 55 minutes ago, roughly, it was 85 degrees in Tampa. Guess what it is now?
What's that?
86. It went up a degree.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, tell me about it. That's not a good sign for what's coming today. But we're getting the heat, and so the heat's still there, folks. It's in the south. East of El Paso, when you climb up the elevation and get up there on the plateau and start coming east on I-10 and get out there to I-20, Odessa and Pecos and through there, you'll run into the temperatures pretty quick. By the time you get to Midland, you'll be in 100-degree range all the way along I-20, all the way into Louisiana, and then it'll drop off a little bit. But I suspect by the end of the day, it's going to be scorching hot in Louisiana as well as Mississippi. Down by the water again, New Orleans, down in that area, and up towards Gulfport, Mississippi, you've got the red there for the 100-plus degree actual temperatures, and there's another flood warning there for Lake Pontchartrain for the water that's coming down from the middle part of the U.S. where it's still raining in the southern Illinois, southwest Indiana, western Kentucky, southeastern Missouri area, showers on and off, causing the rivers to stay up, which they are. And then Kyle did mention the rain over there in Colorado. Well, yep, it's in Kansas, all right. It's come to Goodland, and there is a flood warning right there on the Colorado side not very far away from Goodland. I-70, you'll have it in there for a good 150 to 175 miles. You'll be running with the rain to the east on I-70 in Kansas tonight, and it's down about that same 75 to 90 miles from the Nebraska border. We've also got a little bit of rain up there in southwestern Nebraska coming up I-76 out of Colorado. But scorching hot freaking temperatures again in Texas. The Dallas Metroplex are going to be over 100 degrees again all through that area, down to Austin, down towards Laredo, and as I said, all the way over I-20 east to Louisiana. And then southern Florida, I don't know what to tell you except we're out of ice up here. But you're going to need ice, an ice bucket, or cold water, something, because it's going to be scorching hot down in South Florida, down below Lake Okeechobee, over to Naples, and all the way down into the Keys. It's beyond red right now, folks. It's really hot. And the actual temperatures, I saw some of them yesterday, 100 to 109 degrees down there. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And that wasn't the feel-like temperature. That was even worse. But up in the northeastern part of Florida, Jacksonville, Live Oak, Gainesville, maybe down towards Ocala, you've got temperatures that will be approaching 100 degrees actual temperature. And then going up the east coast, it doesn't look too bad tonight. Possibly a little bit of rain along the coast in Jersey, possibly. It won't last for very long, unfortunately. And then you've got some unsettled weather conditions around Cape Cod again. We'll let you know about that. But we got to get in with our Schmutz Alert here. Yep, our Schmutz Alert, thanks to that little short guy with the glasses. What was his name, Kyle?
The
doctor,
sure.
The mad doctor. Dr. Fauci.
Sure,
Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci. Okay,
yeah, the
Dr.
Schmutz
Fauci.
Alert. That's where I got the word from, the Schmutz Alert. But anyway, Minnesota, the upper half of Minnesota, to include the Twin Cities up to Duluth and over to Moorhead, all the way across the Canadian line, it is just suck air. It's terrible. So if you got problems, don't worry about going out. And we do have a flood advisory somewhere east and a little bit north of Fargo over in Minnesota. So apparently they've been getting some water up in there, and it's created a problem in one little area where and this would be the Red River, along the Red River. Would be having some flood issues. So there you go. Okay, well, tell us real quick, about 30 seconds maybe, about the Pilot and Flying J.
All right, folks, don't forget the good people. PilotFlyingJ.com is where you're going to find the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. They bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. And during the month of August, everybody, during August only, you can max out your points, 5 points per gallon. Check them out on PilotFlyingJ.com.
Yahoo! We'll be right back, folks, right after the top of the hour news and weather and all that good stuff that your local stations like to do. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It is the Wednesday morning edition. We're halfway through the week, and we'll be coming back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at...
Extend your life with...
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.